All right, guys, welcome to another episode of Dying Breed Discussions. I'm your host, Lewis Blaine Anderson. It is Friday, June 11th, 2021. I got a whole new format, a whole new setup, and I'm loving it. Loving it really, real good. So I don't really have an agenda for you today. We're going to play it by ear. I'm going to look through some of this news, figure out what's important, what's not. We'll go from there. I think the music's so calming. It gives people a chance to think. Like after I say something that I want people to marinate on, I can shut the fuck up. Give you some nice lo-fi. So, shout out to Spotify. Shout out to Alpha Gaming. And Harris Heller for the Stream Beats playlist. Shit goes hard. What's going on in the U.S. today? Oh, have you guys heard about that shit with Kamala? Talking about Guatemalans, stay where you are. I'm telling you, the border has been an issue for both parties for a long time. The border wall was actually approved by the Democrats before Trump. So they haven't wanted people here unless they need votes. And that's just the truth. It's all the same bullshit. Coronavirus this, coronavirus that. Abbott, Newsom, same bullshit. Adam Schiff is back in the news for a probe that Trump's DOJ subpoenaed Apple for House Democrats' data. But that motherfucker pulled data without a subpoena. So there's that. This is all bullshit. Like, I don't even care. Like, this isn't news. This is gossip. It's political slush. Fuck it. Let's go to technology news. That's all that really matters. Yeah, baby. Microsoft is pushing hard right now. Did anyone see the Battlefield 2042 trailer? That shit was nice. Xbox announces Xbox TV app and its own xCloud streaming stick. No more consoles. You know how many people can afford the streaming stick and a controller over a regular Xbox? This is gonna be big. Like, when a company puts, I mean, they're gonna make money. They're gonna make a big profit, but they're putting the customer having the product in their hands over the hardware in their hands. It's about the software these days. It's about accessibility. You know, like you can be anywhere in the world, travel it with you in your backpack, get to your hotel room or a friend's house, set up on the internet and you're good to go. See, hacker still FIFA 21 source code. And tools in the EA breach. Fuck EA Games. I know you guys have Battlefield going on, but fuck the whole division that's not the Battlefield division. Or the, what is it? Can't remember. There's another game I really like. There's a couple. You guys invented microtransactions. You're going to gaming hell for that. Apple announces its 2021 Apple Design Award winner. How hard can it be to design an iPhone? I'm talking about aesthetics. It's like the most basic white girl pumpkin latte phone on the planet. So, and I would forget to silence my phone. Good old Snap. See what she said. I'ma ignore it. I'm busy. She's gonna probably hear this too one day. Oh, you were busy, huh? Gucci. I'm telling you, technology is way cooler than people. I cannot wait till we have robot friends. Let's see. Any new products out worth talking about? Oh, the AirPods Max, those stupid ass headphones, dropped to their lowest price on Amazon. There is a new Google, like Pixel Bud. They can translate language in real time. I want some. I'm gonna go travel with those in my ear. I didn't even play Jedi Fallen Order. I want a Star Wars game where you can create and design your own player like Skyrim and have like the battle mechanics of like Knights of the Old Republic. Be way better. Facebook's coming out with a smartwatch. People are tripping, saying they don't want them to have that data, which I don't blame them. Facebook's bad juju. Sony's releasing a drone for $10,000, or you can build one on Amazon for way less. It's getting entertainment. Kanye West unfollows the Kardashian sisters, and that's headline news. God bless America. Okay. Quavo confirms he had that lady's Bentley repoed on the new album. Good for him. Stay strong, brother. No simping. It's so crazy. Like, women are so confusing. You guys want... You don't know what you want. You don't. At all. Can't have someone too nice. Can't have someone too mean. Like, no one has the energy to balance your fucking moods. Like, pick a lane. Put it on cruise control. Chill for a bit. In physics news, there's an extraordinary new material that shows zero heat expansion from 4 to 1400 Kelvin. That's fucking nuts. If you know that scale, let me do the math for you. Wow, that was stupid. It changed scenes on me. I gotta fix that. Sorry guys, I'm gonna get it done right now. Oh, that's my fault. I had some hotkeys set up. We're back to normal as of right now. Okay, we are good. Let's get back to the Kelvin thing, because that's super impressive. Fahrenheit. What the hell? So 4 Kelvin to Fahrenheit. So that's -452 degrees. To 2060 degrees. Space travel, here we come. We out here, boy. That's hard. I love science so much. Like, we should replace politicians and all these public figures with scientists and scholars. Call it a day. The world will be a better place overnight. Can you imagine if there was 13 Elon Musks, all working in different sections. So like Elon Musk could have tech, Elon Musk 2 would have environmental science, Elon Musk 3 would have just water, you know, clean water, drinking water, digging wells, like that would be his only job. Then you had Elon Musk just for transportation, just for air travel, for food, etc. Shit would get done. It's insane how much stuff would get done. Let's see what's going on in business. Who breaches McDonald's? McDonald's hit by data breach. That's a lot of credit card numbers. So all you McDonald's lovers, please, please check on your stuff. Bro, American Airlines pre-orders $1 billion of vertical takeoff electronic vehicles. Let's fucking go. That's gonna push the industry so far. We're gonna read this article. For two of them. I mean, it looks beautiful. Oh my God, let me screen share this. Let me see. So when it goes to YouTube, let's go back here. Look at that thing. Wow. It's up to 4 passengers, 200 mile an hour, 100 miles. Man, we're going in the right direction. Look at that thing. It's gorgeous. It's like a mix between a helicopter and an Osprey. It's just, man, what a time to be alive. Seriously. So I'm more than happy with the way things are going. I mean, yeah, shit's bad. We have issues. We have problems, but there's not a better time to be alive. Historically, premature deaths are down, infant mortality's down, the age of life expectancy, or the life expectancy age, is up. Dying from starvation is down. Like, all the crazy rudimentary things of life that we don't think about are better. You know, the quality of life is better. There's more stuff to do. More people. There's more art than ever. There's more music than ever. People spend too much time thinking about the negative. We've got to be more positive, people. Gotta be. Let's see what else we got. Might hop on some Reddit. Let's see if there's anything there. El Salvador is going to use volcanic energy to mine Bitcoin. Insane. Boeing starting to sell their 737 Max now. Put some money in their pocket. Put some people back to work. China's Uber is about to go to an IPO. Hit the stock market hard. You know, there's a shit ton of people there. Richard Branson's trying to beat Jeff Bezos to space. I think it's cute. It's like the two kids that are like fighting while the parents are actually doing everything they need to do. Elon Musk being the parent. It's like, yeah, you guys can battle for second place. Peasants. You rich peasants. Ooh, FDA tells Johnson & Johnson to throw out 60 million doses made at a troubled plant. All you vaccinators out there, shout out Johnson & Johnson. Let's see, no one cares about the Model S. All about the Model Y, Model Y gang. If I get a Tesla, it'd be that or the Roadster. But I'm still sticking strong with BMW. Shout out BMW USA. They have a plant here in Moses Lake where all the carbon fiber is made for the M cars. and they're race cars. So shout out BMW, hook me up. Let's do something. Ooh, shit. California Jury. Can't speak. California Jury awards $15 million to victims after a storage tank malfunction destroyed embryos. Like, what if people froze their eggs or froze the embryos and, ooh, I can't wait to talk about that. And they can't get any more. It's fucked up. Starbucks is seeing an oat milk shortage. I know how to make it, so I'm about to start making some oat milk and sell it to Starbucks. Ooh, GameStop's poaching Amazon talent. GameStop is a flawless model. I mean, people would rather go there than deal with all the other bullshit. It's like the only place to take you shit anyway. Wow. So Bill Gates is now the largest private farmland owner in the United States. He's made some moves. Whatever you say about Bill Gates, that nigga made moves. He dropped off the face of the earth, dropped out of companies, off boards, and he went hard. He's got a plan. You hear about the government getting their Bitcoin back? They paid the ransom and then stole it back, which compromises Bitcoin as a whole. That's why it's tanking. No one's talking about it. Bitcoin's in the fucking toilet. If you can breach Bitcoin, if the government can breach Bitcoin, it makes it no longer a blockchain currency. The whole point of it's out the window. So if you can like somehow put a tracer or a backdoor bug in Bitcoin, send it off, and then reel it back in like a quarter in the vending machine, you drill a hole and put a string on it, bruh, they SpongeBob that motherfucker. I know you guys saw that episode. Crazy. Let's pop in some Reddit. See what's popping on Reddit. Noah Get the Boat is crazy. You guys need to check it out. I'm digging this music. Comment below. All right, guys. So I forgot to say, these are now going to be on YouTube and Anchor. I will have audio on YouTube right now. It'll just have like a still picture and you'll be able to hear the audio. And then soon I'm going to have a video up too. So I got a camera on the way with a ring light so you can see it in my beautiful brown eyes. And yeah, it's going to be fun. Let's see. Like the worst idea ever, and to go on Reddit because I get sidetracked. This dude's fighting with a crow. Crow's like on top of his car, and this crow's not leaving. He said, "Fuck you." Ew, someone put a diaper in the handle of an elevator, just left it there. I want to know if you guys can comment on the YouTube, if you can go on a vacation anywhere in the world at no cost, where would you go? want to know. This music's a whole vibe. Like, I'm about it. So what's going on with you guys? What's going on in your life? We're still getting used to hearing my voice in my headphones, so excuse this first episode. I do a lot of practicing offline though. Like all last night, I was getting ready, like getting the mic set up, and I think it turned out okay. I need better headphones. I have a decent set of Sonys, but my ears are so big, like it allows sound to bleed in. So I can hear myself talk through my mouth and through the headphones, and it's like throwing me off. So it's an obvious upgrade I need to do. But I will eventually. Thought about doing like a radio station out here. It's really not that hard to do. It's crazy. You can get the license for super cheap, and then it's just putting up like a pole and then an antenna and being able to amplify it out. I think it would be fun. Just randomly like pick playlists of music and put it out there. Get on every now and then and have people listen to me bullshit in this area. Let's see. Yeah, it's weird. The news is just lackluster. The biggest news is in industries people I know. Or I knew wouldn't even care about. Like, I can talk about some news with Prophecy Dynamics. So my store's up, store's launched. We are now selling the 1911 rail kits and the 2011 rail kits. The files are up on my Odyssey page. I have a Linktree/Lewis B. Anderson you can go to. Have all my contact info there. I mean, we're selling. It is the first 1911 and 2011 that's 3D printable in the world, and I'm pretty proud of it. I got some new projects coming up too. Actually, let's look through a few of them. Let's see what my next project, if it came in the file, is gonna be freaking nuts. I'm not even ready for it. Let's see. Let's hope. Oh, that's nice. I didn't know that was in there. I'm definitely gonna do an AR-10. That's for sure. I want to do a 6.5 Creedmoor build. For sure. Let's see what else we got here. If I have to buy it separate, I will. So I got a file cache that's crazy. Ooh, I didn't know that was in there. Oh, I'm pumped now. AR-9 lower. with a dedicated Glock magwell. So I'm gonna be working on an AR soon. I got the pistols down, now I wanna get the ARs down. I wanna do an AR-9, AR-15, and then an AR-10. Have those available in carbon fiber. So the whole business, the whole Prophecy Dynamics like model is carbon fiber infused products until I get into Kevlar and ceramic stuff. But right now I'm trying to bring the technology that's been out for a while into the old school. So updating everything, making it lighter and stronger using carbon fiber polymers. So that'll keep me busy for a year or two. Damn, I want to see this. Oh, it's compressed. I gotta unzip it. Let's see. Telling you guys, guns are not bad. They're fun, super fun. And everyone should have one. Ooh. Oh, that's the... Damn, I got the CNC file. Nice. Not distribute. Fair enough. Let's see what this one is. Oh, it's a step. Cool, at least, you know, there's some you can distribute, some you can. And going through it. So yeah, I got a ton of stuff. Just gotta unzip it all. I know you guys don't want to sit here and talk about this all day. But that's it, man. I've been just moving. I've been going hard trying to get... Shut up, computer. Been going hard just trying to get this stuff right. It's a beautiful thing. And I'm pissed. The shotgun is not in here. I gotta email the guys and see if they'll throw that in, because it was supposed to be. So what I did was I went through and bought a whole catalog of 3D models, CNC ready models, and 3D printer ready models. In the gun industry, there's only so much that can be done or that has been done. I can create a whole new rifle from scratch, which I am, but that's the 11/16/16. And other than that, for like quickly turned over products, I'm gonna just redesign and revamp some popular favorites like I did with the 2011 and 1911. So they'll be available. They're available now in my store. It's profitdynamics.squaresite something. I don't know. I'll put the link in the description. On my Twitter, it's there. So look, guys, I just wanted to come touch base with you. See what's good. Everything's good up here. Everything's moving. Hope everyone's doing well with this pandemic stuff. Hope everyone's working and eating. Because I know it's hard out there. And if it's not, man, just put it to prayer. You don't have to believe in religion to believe in God. Or anything higher than yourself. The universe. Whatever you want to call it. There's definitely people out there. Something out there. Looking out. Ooh, they're making a She-Hulk. Oh, Loki's available now too on Disney Plus. I need to get on that. Honestly, I don't plan on working much today. I'm doing this podcast and I'm gonna chill out, eventually snap this girl back. Let's see what she's doing. I just get ready for the stuff that's coming in. I got upgrades to the printer, so I'm gonna be printing some new materials soon. Right now I use carbon fiber PLA, which is pretty strong. It's pretty stiff though, and there's some applications where you need the polymer to absorb some of the shock and move through it. So that's where the nylon's gonna come in. And it's gonna be good. I'm happy. I got some products that are coming through that are gonna change the whole respect of 3D printing in the space of firearms and heavy duty stuff. I mean, it's been around since the 90s. So there's a company that has patents on everything that have been like hoarding the wealth pretty much. And now it's starting to break loose and it can't be stopped. I mean, it's digital information and you can't stop information. That ended so cool. That sentence ended lit. Okay, let's see what's going on around the world. Oh, the G7 summits today. I did not know that. Oh, shoot. Chinese official dies during investigation into marathon deaths. Wild. We got some elephants wandering around China. Why is everything about China? Kim Jong-un. K-pop is a vicious cancer that merits work camp execution. Holy shit. You guys complain about America. This guy wants to put work camps into effect and executions over K-pop. Yo. That's a fucking dictatorship. You guys complain about masks and the abortion shit going on, voters' rights. These niggas are getting killed for music. I mean, each their own. Like, problems are problems, but yo, that's wild. I feel like more Americans just should take things in their own hands. You know, get involved. Seriously, get involved. Not Twitter involved or Facebook involved and just posting shit that no one's ever gonna see. You know, no, the government's not gonna be checking out your shit. Be like, damn, that motherfucker posted that on Facebook. We better change our policies. Damn, they don't want to pay extra taxes. They're posting on Facebook. Damn, guess we gotta lower taxes. Doesn't happen that way. Vote local. That local vote turns into a national vote. Whoever's in your Senate seat for your state has a lot to do with what's going on in your state. Your governor is the governor of your state. Go vote. And if you don't like where you live and you can't get things done, move. Trust me. Look, guys, I've had you for 35 minutes. I'm gonna end this podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in to Dying Breed Discussions. And as always, have a blessed day. You guys take care. Drink some water. Call yo mama. Tell someone you love them. Give somebody a hug. Fuck COVID. Hug them anyway. Till next time, I am Lewis Blaine Anderson.